The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 5, text number 26, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on September 19th, 2011, in Timișoara, Romania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Tatra
Anu
Aham Krishna Kata Pragayatam Anugrahena Ashrinavam Manahara Ta Shradaya Me Anupadam Vishrinvata Priyashravasi Anga Mama Abhavat Ruchi Tatravaham Krishna Kata Pragayatam Anugrahena Shrinavam Manohara Tashradaya me nupadang vishrinvata
Tashradaya me nupadang vishrinvata
Priyashravasyangama madbhavadruchi
Priyashravasyangama madbhavadruchi
Tatravahang Krishna katha pragayatam
Tatravahang Krishna katha
Anugrahena Shrinavam Manohara
Anugrahena Shrinavam Manohara
Tashradaya me nupadang vishrinvata
Tashradaya me nupadang vishrinvata
Priyashravashyangama madbhavadruchi
Priyashravashyangama madbhavadruchi
Tatra Thereupon, Anu,
every day.
I,
Krishna Katha,
narration of Lord Krishna's activities, Pragayatam,
describing,
Anugrahena,
by causeless mercy,
Ashrinavam, giving oral reception. Manahara, attractive. Ta,
those.
Shradaya, respectfully. May, unto me. Anupadam,
every step.
Vishrinvata,
hearing attentively.
Priyashravasi, of the personality of Godhead.
Anga,
O Vyasadeva,
Mama,
mine. Abhavat,
it so became.
Ruchi, taste. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O Vyasadeva, in that association, and by the mercy of those great Vedantists, I could hear them describe the attractive activities of Lord Krishna. And thus, listening attentively, my taste for hearing of the personality of Godhead increased at every step. Lord Sri Krishna, the absolute personality of Godhead, is attractive not only in his personal features, but also in his transcendental activities. It is so because the Absolute is absolute. By his name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage, paraphernalia, etc. The Lord descends on this material world out of his causeless mercy and displays his various transcendental pastimes as a human being, so that human beings attracted towards him become able to go back to Godhead. Men are naturally apt to hear histories and narrations of various personalities performing mundane activities without knowing that by such association one simply wastes valuable time and also becomes addicted to the three qualities of mundane nature. Instead of wasting time, one can get spiritual success by turning his attention to the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. By hearing the narration of the pastimes of the Lord, one contacts directly the personality of Godhead. And as explained before, by hearing about the personality of Godhead from within, all accumulated sins of the mundane creature are cleared. Thus being cleared of all sins, the hearer gradually becomes liberated from mundane association and becomes attracted to the features of the Lord. Narada Muni has just explained this by his personal experience. The whole idea is that simply by hearing about the Lord's pastimes, one can become one of the associates of the Lord. Narada Muni has eternal life, unlimited knowledge, and unfathomed bliss. And he can travel all over the material and spiritual worlds without restriction. One can attain to the highest perfection of life simply by attentive hearing of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord from the right sources, as Sri Narada heard them from the pure devotees, Bhaktivedantas, in his previous life. This process of hearing in the association of the devotees is especially recommended in this age of quarrel, Kali. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Vara Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sahagana Raguna Tanvita Tamsa Jiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. What great footsteps to follow. Narada Muni's footsteps. If you want to become like Narada Muni, you just got to do what Narada Muni did. Mahajano yena gatasa pantha. He is listed in the Bhagavatam as one of the great Mahajanas. Svayambhur Nadadashambhu. He's the second one listed. Svayambhur Nadadashambhu. Kumara Kapilo Manu. Prahlado Janako Bhishma Balirvayasakirviyam. In this list of the greatest Vaishnavas, Narada is number two in the list. So we can take lesson from you see the great acharyas. They don't only speak some philosophy, but they show by their example how you can become a liberated soul. They show by their example. So Narada has shown you, describing his past lifetime. See, he remembers his previous life. Prabhupada actually said that. There's a letter Prabhupada wrote. And he said that just as Narada Muni was able to remember his previous devotional activities, we will also be able to remember. He said, after going back to Godhead, we'll be able to remember our devotional activities in this lifetime. We'll be able to remember this day we had this, we studied this verse 1:5:26. When we're liberated souls back in our pastimes with Krishna, we can remember this day we studied 1:5:26 Bhagavatam. Just as Narada Muni is remembering, we'll be, Prabhupada said, we'll be able to remember. So, we should study very, very carefully Narada Muni's example. And we should follow it very, very carefully. Very, very carefully. In that association, and by the mercy of these, of those great Vedantists, I could hear them describe the attractive activities of Lord Krishna. And thus, listening attentively, my taste for hearing of the personality of God had increased at every step. So that's the key, right there, in a nutshell. Attentive hearing is the key. It simply boils down to them. Attentive hearing. This is why it's an offense to be inattentive while chanting our japa. You see, we have to learn to pay attention. You see, we have rascal minds that go flying here and there. Therefore, Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, Yato yato nishchalati manaschanchalam astaram tatastatam nyanyam naitad atmanyeva vishamniyam. From wherever that mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. For what purpose? Attentive hearing. So, whether we're hearing a class, whether we're chanting our rounds, whether someone's giving us instructions on how to cook a preparation, whatever it may be, we have to learn how to pay attention. We have flickering minds. We have a very, due to our modern culture with television and all this sense gratification, internet, we have very short attention spans. We can't pay attention very long. Our minds think, no, it's nothing else. I need more gratification. You know, we can't, you know, the idea is these advertisements on the TV, you know, they just all kinds of sensory things, and they flip from this and this and this and this. They keep changing them because people don't know how to fix their mind on one thing. Think, oh, sitting and hearing a class for an hour, how boring. You know, where's the excitement? Where's the dancing girls, you know? We want some excitement, you see. So they don't realize that by this attentive hearing to transcendental topics, that it actually allows you to enter into your eternal identity. See, now we are living in a false identity of I am this body. I'm male, I'm female. We're living in false identity. But attentive hearing actually pulls you into the other dimension. You understand? In the other, there's another dimension out there. That's this, the transcendental dimension. And that's the actual true nature. This is a perverted reflection. Right now we're inside a perverted reflection of reality. So by attentive hearing, we're actually pulled across the boundary, which is called the Virajā River. We're actually pulled across the Virajā River into the other dimension. We actually become a liberated soul. Just by hearing. Now we're living in asat, an unreal situation of identifying ourselves with blood, flesh, bones, stool and urine. Disgusting situation. But if we can hear attentively from the great sages, from the pure devotees, from the bona fide spiritual masters, from advanced Vaishnavas, as Narada Muni heard from the great Vedantists, if we can hear from advanced Vaishnavas, then by that hearing, which becomes sweeter and sweeter at every step, we become liberated. Machchita madgita prana bodhayantak parasparam katayantascha mam yachancha ramanticha ramanticha. What is it? See, I forget the last word. Machchita madgita prana bodhayantak parasparam machchita madgita prana bodhayantak parasparam. No, I'm forgetting it. Ramanticha. Tushanti ramanti, yeah, that's right. Taste and enjoyment. Tushanti cha ramanti cha, that's right. So, the devotees of the Lord, they derive great satisfaction and taste from hearing the pastimes of the Lord, the qualities of the Lord, the teachings of the Lord, about the form of the Lord. Everything about the Lord is the most relishable subject matter. In this world, we are inclined to hear various mundane pastimes about this, you know, about some mundane person, Churchill, Hitler, Bob Dylan, you know, the Beatles. Our minds are attracted to these different topics. We want to hear about how, you know, somebody became a superstar. You know, Michael Jackson or some, you know, our minds are, this garbage is attractive to us because of bad association. But actually, by such, absorbing our minds in such mundane topics, we become polluted. As Prabhupada says here, one simply wastes valuable time and becomes addicted to the three qualities of mundane nature. So we have to take our hearing tendency away from mundane subjects and absorb it in the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, the transcendental teachings of the Lord, the qualities of the Lord. We have to put our attention in that place where we become liberated instead of becoming more and more imprisoned or entangled. It's just a matter of using your intelligence, really. Don't be a fool. That's all we're really saying. Don't be a fool. Don't be a stupid idiot. To engage your consciousness in those things which make you more and more miserable. Is that intelligent? Why engage your consciousness in those things that make you more and more miserable? When you can intelligently engage your consciousness in those things which will liberate you, like Narada Muni. You can really become a liberated soul, like Narada Muni. There's an open field. You can have full freedom to travel anywhere within the spiritual material world. But you have to be able to put your attention completely in Krishna consciousness. So how do we make that transition? Now we're addicted to the mundane nature. How do we become completely addicted to Krishna? Is it? How do we make that transition? We have to take the medicine, that's all. If you're sick, what do? You go to the doctor, he gives you a prescription. Take this medicine. Follow this diet. So we have that medicine, we have that diet. You see. Here the medicine is no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. Chant at least 16 rounds every day. And the diet, Krishna Prasad. You see. So if you will follow this prescription of the doctor, Dr. Prabhupada, you see, then you will get well. If you follow the doctor's prescription, you think, well, I think I know better. I'll do it like this. I don't want to follow the doctor's prescription. I'll do it my own way. Well, good luck. You're not going to make it, Prabhu. You're not going to make it, Mataji. You do it your own way. You won't. You will not make it if you try to do it your own way. You have to follow the prescribed system. It's coming down from the great acharyas. You have to follow the prescribed system. And see. That is the pathway. Don't concoct something new. That's our Western tendency, to concoct something new. They always want something new. You know, the iPhone 4 isn't good enough. Now we have to have the iPhone 5. You see. Always something new. New. But Krishna consciousness doesn't have... We don't need a new version of Krishna consciousness, you see. They're trying to do that. The Ritviks are trying to have a new version of Krishna consciousness, you see. We don't need a new version of Krishna consciousness. We just need exactly what Prabhupada has given us. That's all. And that is so relishable, so unlimitedly relishable, that one can go on getting increased taste at every step. Can you imagine eating a feast to where you never get filled up? And the more you eat, the more your appetite increases. It becomes more delicious and more delicious with each bite. And you never get filled up. And see, that's Krishna consciousness. It's the eternal love feast. And what are you taking in? You're taking the prasad of Krishna Katha into the ears. You see. It's unlimited nectar. So we have a few minutes left for questions. Yes.
You said that the taste increases at every step, but in our everyday experience, the taste at the best stagnates. Our taste doesn't increase, and sometimes it goes down.
So what you saying?
You said that taste increases every step, but in our day-to-day activities, we find it that the taste
goes up and down. So what's the question then?
Down and down.
So what's the question then?
Why is that happening?
When do you get the...
Why is that happening?
Why? Okay. So, the neophyte devotee, he feels some attraction, and then he doesn't feel some attraction. He's going... It's like a yo-yo going up and down, up and down, up and down. So why is that? And what is the solution for them? That his taste is supposed to be... The taste is increasing at every step for one who is properly situated... For one who is not properly situated, sometimes they're attracted, sometimes they're not attracted. So why is that, and how to conquer over it? At the present moment, we are addicted to the material nature. That's a fact. And Krishna consciousness, although sometimes we're able to experience the sweetness of it, a lot of time it tastes very bitter to us. Because we're so addicted to the material nature. Prabhupada compares this to jaundice and sugar candy. Jaundice is a disease of the liver, and when one has jaundice, sugar candy tastes horribly bitter. The cure for jaundice is to take sugar candy. And by taking that sugar candy, the bitterness will gradually go away and it will regain its original natural taste. So, because we're addicted to the material nature, Krishna consciousness, oftentimes for the neophyte devotee, seems unpalatable. Oftentimes unpalatable. So the solution is, one has to take the medicine. Say, okay, I put my faith in the doctor. He's telling me to chant 16 rounds every day of Japa Mala. Are you chanting 16 rounds every day? All right. So now I'm giving you an instruction. How to cure your jaundice. You must chant 16 rounds every day. You must. Even more important than feeding your body is to feed your soul. I'm ordering you. Every day you must chant 16 rounds from here on. Will you do that? Yes? Okay, very good. And... by this, by following the order of the doctor and then avoiding sinful activities, illicit sex, meeting, intoxication, and gambling, By doing this, even though right now it sometimes is very bitter, so bitter you just want to spit it out. You see? By taking that medicine given by the spiritual master, you will gradually become cured. And it'll gradually become very, very sweet. You just relish it. Oh, wow, this is so sweet. Whew, it's so sweet. It will become like that gradually. But you have to take the medicine as prescribed by the physician. You have to chant 16 rounds every day and follow these four regulative principles. By doing this, I guarantee you, if you're patient, you'll get the result. Now, if you become impatient, you won't make it. You give it up. Prabhupada compares it to a woman. She gets married. She wants a baby immediately. What the husband can do, you see. Takes at least 9 months, you see. You see, so she knows, well, I'm married, well, surely I will have a child in due course of time, but she can't demand her husband, my dear husband, we've been married for 24 hours, where's my baby? You see, she cannot demand like that. She has to be patient. So you have to be patient. You can't expect to have Krishna prema immediately. It takes some time. You have to be patient. You have to take the medicine and follow the doctor's order. In this way, in due course of time, you will awaken in pure Krishna consciousness. You will actually realize your eternal nature as a spirit soul, servant of Krishna. And you will feel it every morning when you wake up. Even in your sleep, you'll dream about it. And you'll feel so happy to understand your death, to understand and realize your deathless eternal nature beyond your body. And you will actually feel it and experience it on a daily basis. But you have to take the medicine every day, dutifully. Whether you feel like it or not, this is my duty, I'm going to do it. You see, in Indian culture, it's a very duty-oriented culture. Everything is duty. Everyone does their duty. You see, a very dutiful culture. Even in recent times, it still goes on. Just like my godbrother, he grew up in one neighborhood in Delhi. And there was one man every day, he came out with his vegetable cart. That was his livelihood. For decades, he was out there with his vegetable cart. And one day, he died. And the next day, his son was out there manning the vegetable cart, you see. So that's duty. You know? The vegetable cart has been passed down from generation to generation, you see. They do their duty. And we see also in Vrindavan, the Loy Bazaar, the merchants there, we see how it's passed down from the father to the son, to the grandsons. They just pass it on. This is your duty. You grow up now in this home, and this is your duty to carry on with the family business. So everyone just does it. They don't think, well, I need a new career. You know, I don't want to take my duty as a member of this family. I want to go off and start a career or something different. No one thinks. Traditionally, no. You just fought whatever your father did, you do that. That's just like Magrari the hunter. He was taught by his father to kill the animals half dead. And he just did it because that's his duty. His father taught him to do them. So, of course, Narada Muni enlightened him and liberated him from sinful activity. But you have to take it as a duty. That's all. That the spiritual master has given me a duty. I must chant 16 rounds every day. So because he ordered me to do it, therefore I'm going to do it. That's all. It's simple. It's not, you just get the mind gives so many excuses. No, you don't listen to that. You just, no, it's my duty. The spiritual master gave me this duty and I have to do it. That's all. That's how you become saved. You start to think, well, I don't know. And start speculating, you know. You let your speculative mind go wild, then you'll be crazy. You'll go crazy. You just got to, don't let your mind get in the way. I see that happens sometimes with people, you know. They sincerely are trying to practice Krishna consciousness, but their mind keeps getting in the way. I want to surrender. No, I'm not going to surrender. I want to surrender. No, I'm not going to surrender. Their mind goes like that, you know. I want to surrender, Gurudev. No, I don't want anything to do with Krishna consciousness. And they just go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. There's one woman I'm corresponding with. She wants to be my disciple, but she's chanting 16 rounds, following the principle. She keeps going back and forth. I want to do this. No, I don't want to do it. I want to do this. No, I want to be a Christian. No, I want to surrender to Krishna. She can't stay steady, you know. Don't listen to your mind. Take the order given by the spiritual master and just do it. That's all. If you're drowning in the ocean and someone throws you a rope, you don't think, well, this might be a snake. I don't want to grab this rope. It might be a snake. No, it's a rope. And this rope will save you. Grab a hold of that rope and hold on and don't let go, you see. You have to be determined, not let go. So in this way, you must follow this instruction. And that way you'll become delivered. Any other questions?
What is the meaning of attentive hearing?
What is the meaning of attentive hearing? All right. Attentive hearing means you don't put your consciousness somewhere else. You're chanting and a Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you absorb your mind in the sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You absorb your consciousness in that sound vibration. You don't think, well, when is Prasadam going to be? Hare Krishna, when's Prasadam? What's going to be for Prasadam today? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. You don't let your mind go somewhere else.
Doesn't attentive hearing means what you heard it, you implement it?
Yes. And in terms of orders received from the spiritual master, if you're truly paying it to be attentive and remain attentive means you remain fixed. Okay, I've gotten this order, now I'm going to do it. You remain attentive to the order given by the spiritual master. In the military, I don't know what they call it here in Romania, but in the U.S., they call it attention. Ten, hut, they abbreviate it. The soldier comes to what's called attention. He's like, you know, completely surrendered, ready to accept orders. That's the it's a position, a posture the soldier goes into called attention. I used to be a military commander in a cadet corps. I was the head officer in the cadet corps. And when I walk into the room, they would say, group, 10, hut! And everybody had to stand up, like just stand up, like ready to accept orders, you know. to be attentive means to be prepared, whatever order is given, you're going to execute it. That's attentive. In the military, to come to attention means now you're ready to hear orders and execute orders. That's attention. In the military, attention, called attention. So the same thing in Vaishnavism. If you're actually attentive, that means you will hear, you will relish, and you will follow.
So hearing Bhagavatam is not the direct instruction, so we should not follow?
What? Huh?
Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, because it's not a direct order, so.
What do you mean it's not a direct order?
So, it's not a
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. It's stated right here in the Bhagavatam. You must always hear the Bhagavatam and serve the person Bhagavatam, the spiritual master. That's the order given in Bhagavatam. What do you mean it's not an order? That's Narada Muni. There's so many instructions here. In the previous chapter, if you're not, it's there. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. You must always hear Bhagavatam, and you must always serve the order of the spiritual master. That is given in the Bhagavatam.
Or else I sit here.
Huh?
The Bhagavatam can be I sit here, because I sit here, and when I go out, it's all over, finished.
No, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavatam is not only the book, it's also the person, the spiritual master. If you say it's only the person, it's not the book, or it's only the book, it's not the person, then your understanding is imperfect. Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam means the book and the person Bhagavatam is clearly described by Srila Prabhupada. Now, you have to hear the Bhagavatam and you serve the orders of the spiritual master, then you're fixed on the transcendental platform. Otherwise, you're nonsense. You're just a dancing dog in the hands of the material energy.
I can be sitting here and in the Bhagavatam and I'm awake.
You're what? Awake or away?
Away.
Yeah, well, simply sitting here and making a show of hearing the Bhagavatam when your mind is thinking about a million and one material desires. What? I mean, you know, that's not the proper thing. Of course, you're sitting here. That's good. That's a beginning. Now you're sitting here with your body. Now bring your mind here also. Come in for a landing. Sometimes we see in the Bhagavatam, we can look, the face is the index of the mind. Sometimes we can look out and we can see, well, that devotee, he's a million miles away, you know. His mind's going, all over the universe. Come in for a landing, Prabhu. It's Bhagavatam class. Come in for a landing. No need to circle the airport. Come in for a landing. It's clear weather today. You can come in for a landing now. Come on. Bring that airplane of the mind, the mana vimana, the airplane of the mind. Bring in for a landing to the airport, Bhagavatam Airport. Any other questions? Yes.
You mentioned that we have to bring our minds when chanting and when listening, when they wander. How do we do that?
How do you bring your mind under control? But as soon as you notice that your mind is wandering away, you just bring it back to the sound vibration. Hare, just like you can think about something else, or you can hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You can focus your mind. If I say, listen to what I'm saying, it's like I'm saying, now I'm going to tell you some words, now you repeat it back to me. Go back to Godhead. What did I just say? All right, so you paid attention to what I said. Now, if your mind was somewhere else, you wouldn't know what I said, and you couldn't repeat it. So just as you could, you heard, you paid attention to my saying, go back to Godhead. In the same way, pay attention to the chanting, pay attention to the message of the Bhagavatam, etc. So you know what it means to pay attention. You just focus. You just hear what's being said. You focus on it. So you can, a student in the class, he has to hear what the teacher is saying. Otherwise, he's not going to know what to do on the exam. So you have an exam coming. Do you know that? There's a final exam. You're taking a course now called Life. And this course has a final exam. It's called Death. And in ordinary courses, like in your courses at the university, there's a scheduled time for the exam, you see. But this course, it's a pop quiz. The final is a pop quiz. You got to be ready for it at any minute. So you got to really be attentive and really be tuned in every day because death can come at any second. You have to be ready, Mataji. When death comes, you have to be able to immediately, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You see, take shelter of Krishna. You have to always be tuned into Krishna. That way, when death comes, no problem. For one who is Krishna conscious, death is an exciting thing. Oh, Prabhu, you just got a new assignment. We've got an exciting new service for you in a different world. We're going to get a brand new body. A brand new healthy body in a new world to do service. We're transferring you to a different department of ISKCON. You see? You think ISKCON is only in this planet? No. ISKCON can go every. We have so many ISKCON devotees in the spiritual world now. We have ISKCON Goloka Vrindavan now going on. Prabhupada, there's another ISKCON in the spiritual world. So this mission, for someone who is Krishna conscious, death is wow, fantastic. I get a new service now, being transferred to a different department, getting a promotion. You see? And from one who is not Krishna conscious, you get demoted. Ooh, down to the animal kingdom. Become a dog or a monkey or an orangutan. Or a baboon or a snake or a mosquito. Don't get demoted. I mean, whatever you do, don't get promoted. Everyone should really be Krishna conscious so you get promoted at the time of death, not demoted. You see? Everyone should strive. Everybody should be a yuppie, upwardly mobile. And in the U.S. they call it a yuppie, somebody who's upwardly mobile, wants to move up the ladder. So we're transcendental yuppies. We're upwardly mobile. We want to get promoted to higher and higher levels of Krishna consciousness. So there's no limit how high you can go. There's no limit how much you can advance in Krishna consciousness. But you have to do your homework every day. You got to do the needful. You got to chant those rounds with attention. You have to try to do first-class service. Whatever service you're asked to do, do a first-class job. Because you can only be as Krishna conscious as the quality of your service. Say, so I'm very Krishna conscious when I'm sitting and reading. They ask me to wash the pots. I'm not into it. I'm a scholar. What are they doing engaging me washing the pot? Sadaputta Prabhu, who is one of the greatest brains in the history of our ISKCON, I remember he used to come in every evening in Atlanta and clean the kitchen. Come in and mop the kitchen floor. He did it nicely, but with love. So you can only be as Krishna conscious as the quality of the service that you do. So whatever service you have, do a first-class job. Because that's how you become, your Krishna consciousness will be manifest in the quality of your service. In the first service, chant those rounds nicely. Anything else? Everyone's satisfied now? Ready to become first-class devotees? Throw away all the lethargy and the lust and the anger and the greed and the madness, the illusion, the envy.
I have done it. Is it wrong? Attentive japa would be thinking about Krishna.
Is it wrong to I'm chanting my rounds, but I'm thinking about Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill because the japa bores me. It's kind of, I find it boring, so I just try to think about different pastimes when I'm chanting my rounds. Sometimes people have that. Sometimes they say, but Prabhupada said every syllable should be distinctly chanted and heard. He said, fix the mind on the sound of Krishna's name. That was Prabhupada's order. Some devotees actually say that you're supposed to meditate on the pastimes, do Leela Smarnam while you're chanting your japa, but that's not what Prabhupada taught us. They may have gotten that from Radhakund Babaji's, I don't know where they've got it from, but that's not what Prabhupada taught us. Prabhupada taught us to chant and hear, to fix on the sound vibration. He said if the thought of the pastimes comes spontaneously, that's very nice. If different thoughts come, but then keep the mind on the name. Actually, the name has everything. You say, well, the name is boring. I want to think about the... No. Everything is in the name. This is the... What is the injunction in the Brihadnarada Purana? Haralila, Haralila, Haralila. No, Haranama, Haranama, Haranama. It's not Hararupa or Haralila. It's Haranama. In this age, the Yuga Dharma is to meditate on the name, not the lila, not the form when we're chanting our japa. The lila and the rupa are contained within the nama. Every single pastime of Krishna is available in those two syllables, Krishna. Every pastime of Krishna, every quality of Krishna, even the associates of Krishna, everything is all there within Krishna. So you'll focus on the sound vibration. You're not cutting yourself off from the lila, the form, the entourage, the paraphernalia, the associates, the dham. You're not cutting yourself off from anything. The nama is the access to everything. So focus on nama, and then everything else will follow, just like the shadow follows my hand when I move it, you see. Everything will follow the nama. So focus on nama, you see. And then everything comes automatically along with that. It's a package deal. The nama is the package that contains everything else. So you don't need to go some, well, I'm tired of nama, now I'll go into lila, I'll go into rupa, I'll go in, no. It's all there in nama. Just go deeper and deeper into nama, and everything will be there automatically. Okay? Anything else? Okay, we'll stop here, and we thank you all very much for your so nicely receiving us here. Mataji and I very much appreciate your wonderful loving service and kindness you've shown us. And we thank you very much for your loving mood. Nantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Shri Shankar Shankar Prabhu ki jai.